most followed brand in Houston sports media. ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. KFNC and KFNC HD2 Mont Bellevue, Houston. Brought to you by Zadok Jewelers.
The 0-2. A swing and a bouncer to short. Swanson has it. The throw across to Freeman, and that'll do it. The Atlanta Braves defeat the Houston Astros 7-0. And they win the World Series in 6 games.
They want to be down with the Canary.
Welcome to The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Featuring John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
I love being around them.
Get involved by phone at 713-780-3776. Now coming to you live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios. The Kings of Houston Sports Radio, John and Lance.
How about that Rockets game last night? Did you see that?
I didn't. I was watching something else, but let me ask you. Did Jalen Green go 4 of 17?
No. Actually, Jalen Green was actually really good. 9 of 15. He hit 2 threes in the last 40 seconds to get him back to within one.
How do you know these things when the World Series is going on? How do you possibly know this?
It was after the World Series. It's the Laker. It was a Laker game.
I was out on TV after. Honestly, I was. I said I was out after like the sixth inning, but I kept watching. I checked out on inning number 7. I wanted to see Carlos Correa's last at bat.
Yeah.
Checked out on inning number 7. I'm like, yeah. I just want to turn the TV back on and it's 6-2. Maybe we're within a grand slam. Anything. Oh, no. Now it's 7.
Yeah.
Now it's 7. Another home run. So I still watch it. I watch some of the on-field stuff.
I just don't want to talk
I
about it.
I did not see. No, I didn't. I did not see.
Do we have to talk about this? Aren't we on to Deshaun Watson talk for the next 7 months? Can't we move on from this Astros game?
I mean, we can.
We talked about it enough. He just played the highlight of the Braves winning the World Series. Isn't that enough?
That was it. That was the contractual obligation we had.
You didn't play
one highlight.
Why didn't you play one of the double plays from Yordan?
How about 3 strikeouts? Yordan. First and second, nobody. The game was over in the first inning.
God almighty.
It was just like game three, where they lost 2-0, where they got a guy on it was game four, actually. They kept on getting guys on, and they couldn't do anything with it.
Never in my life have I seen one player go from one series where he hit 500 and everyone universally praised his swing plane. They had graphics and videos showing it. There was talks about how Yordan is the next Cuban Ted Williams and all the, you know, whatever. And then he gets out Cuban by their Yordan.
Well, let's not
Yordan
forget.
Soler ruined Yordan Alvarez.
Let's not forget, it wasn't any different last year in 20.
I know. Yordan was just a ghost.
Yeah.
Now he went full Yordan Bregman in the World Series. And unfortunately, Yordan Soler showed up and won the MVP. If you, at the start of the series, you said, okay, which Cuban you got? Soler, Yordan Alvarez, or Yuli? I'm like, okay, I got Alvarez followed by Yuli, and then Soler. What's a Soler?
Yeah, Soler's
pretty
good.
Who's a Soler? What's a Soler?
Big dude.
That was, if you missed it, he is a monster. He is their Yordan.
Yeah.
He's Yordan Soler. And
how about they picked him, Duvall, Rosario, and Peterson all up at the trade deadline?
So we had Michael Kelly on. He was, you know, from Doug Stamper from House of Cards. You see, he's in Jack Ryan now. You guys know who he is. He was on with us yesterday. Huge. Lifelong, he's from Atlanta, lifelong Braves sports fan from Atlanta and a Braves fan. And we were talking about, I texted him. I said, you know, I'm okay with the Braves winning. I said, honestly, I kind of like your team. I said, I really love the way it was put together. You look at how the Braves were put together. The Braves are put together like they're just a smart team. It's a smart team. They're well managed. They have some balls. And frankly, they were crush city. I mean, look how many runs they scored on home runs. Grand slam, 3-run home run, back-to-back home runs to win one. Like, this team out-crushed crush city. We were just a bunch of slapping, flailing singles hitters trying to work the count. And it was pop-up city. This was pop-up city. Did you see Altuve? You know, it seemed like, and my wife walked into the room. I think she's mad at me about stuff. But anyway, at one point she walked in and she said,
what is she mad at you about?
Well, just whatever. I think
what did you do?
I just interrupted her when she was trying to say something. We were just in an argument. I jumped in too fast. I have a tendency to do that, but.
Well, no, that's how you argue. You talk over somebody else while they're trying to make a point. That's what arguing is.
Well, it turned into an argument. It's just that's, I'm 100% sure that's what it is. But she walked into the room at one point. It's lasted a couple of days, but she walked into the room.
Days.
Yeah, we're on day three. We'll see how it goes. I'm hopeful that maybe today will be the day that I don't do something. Yeah, well, I'm extending it. I'm doing things to kind of, yesterday.
Yeah,
I know. The talk over was 2 days ago. The argument was yesterday. Then I said I didn't like, and then I actually things had cooled down.
You're kind of talking to her, but you're not really talking to her.
Things had cooled down, and then I didn't like the way she was talking to me. I'm not one of your kids. I'm a grown ass man. I'm not one of your kids, which extended the hitting streak.
Yeah. Well, if she's going to talk down,
you know, I reached unsafely for the second day in a row, and so we're in day three. But she walks into the room. She goes, "What's the record now?" Since the Astros, there's records set every single game for the Astros. It's true. Like, most grand slams ever.
Yeah.
Zach Greinke, first American League pitcher to pinch hit and get a hit. But they've got all these records. It seems like every day there's a new record. Jose Altuve, I can't believe this, 53 pop-outs in a World Series record. In the postseason, 53 pop-outs is an all-time record. The Astros, as a team, 264 pop-outs is a record in the postseason.
That is not true.
Yeah, it's a record.
No, because you're forgetting all the double plays they hit into, okay?
I know.
All right? So I know that's a fake. That's fake news because they hit a lot of ground ball double plays. Okay?
I'm telling you right now. It's also world record greatest series to worst series ever in the history of baseball, Yordan Alvarez. Yeah. No one has ever been great to worst.
No, I mean,
ever.
There could be a stat. The greatest
from one
series to the next to go a fall off that precipitously with that many at bats in both series.
A fall from grace record?
Fall from grace record.
I mean, I was just waiting for one. Hey, Yordan got off the snide with a home run yesterday. It was in a losing effort in game six. I was hoping to say that. You couldn't even say that.
No.
Yordan literally
couldn't say.
Didn't show up. And I don't, you know, everyone started jumping on Yordan pretty early after, like, game three. Everyone was all up Yordan's ass. And I'm like, well, let's slow down here. Well, it was the same thing the next three games. Like, once you're done with six games, that's just how it was. I'm looking at Yordan's postseason numbers here.
Yeah, look at
it. And World Series, well, okay, 26 plate appearances. Perfect. Six games against Boston, six against Atlanta. Yordan, 26 played appearances with 23 at-bats against Boston. He scored 7 runs and had 12 hits. 26 played appearances, 20 at-bats, scored 2 runs and had 2 hits. He had 3 doubles, a triple, and a home run against the Red Sox. He had zero doubles, 1 triple, another triple this series, and no home runs. 6 RBIs against the Red Sox, 0 here. Batting average, .522. Batting average, .100. On base, .538. On base, .308. Slugging, .870. Slugging, .200. 1,400 OPS, .500 OPS. 20 total bases, 4 total bases. It's just, this has got to be one of the biggest. I mean, batting average, an OPS difference of 900. A 900 OPS difference from one series to the next.
Okay, not 2020, Yordan. 2019. Don't forget, Yordan missed all last year. So,
yeah.
2019, Yordan.
Rookie Yordan.
Rookie Yordan.
Well,
he was rookie of the year. Couldn't have been better. Had a really good series against Tampa Bay. Had 6 hits.
He was really good in
the
World Series.
6 hits and 16 at-bats. Against the Yankees, 10, 13, 18,
ooh,
22, one hit in 25 at-bats.
I got one in 22 at-bats.
Oh, 22, excuse me.
Yeah, 12 strikeouts, 2 walks. But, you know, in the World Series, he hit .412 with an OPS of 1,100.
Yeah.
So he bounced
against
back.
The Yankees, he was awful.
There are some high highs and
for
low
lows. For
whatever
reason, he goes from series to series. You know what? You sit him every other series.
I don't know off. I like that. Well, that well, he was actually pretty good against the White Sox too. Had an 1100 OPS, then 1400 against the White Sox, and he was just terrible. I mean, a 500 OPS, 508.
But when he loses his swing, it's over.
Well, it's like it's almost like I tell you what, the Braves were masterful at understanding how to pitch the Astros. They found a hole on the inside of Yordan's swing. They attack up and in. You attack up in the zone, late in the strike zone. I'm just going to tell you now. Y'all can say what you want. And I saw people, Atlanta Braves fans, were complaining. I had one reach out and say, "This, what Smoltz is doing here, his answer, his over-the-top, unbiased act is so terrible. It's you know, he's brutal to the Braves." I'm like, okay. And the Astros fan with it, John Smoltz is at an all-time worst. You can hear him cheering for the Braves. Like, all I hear is a guy who I never hear a change in his tone ever.
Ever, yeah.
John Smoltz sounds like the exact same guy every single time. And yesterday, he was literally calling out what every pitch should. Once it got to two strikes, he goes, okay, you know what's here. He's going to throw him an inside slider because Max Fried has showed him he's got his eyes down in the zone. But looking for fastball. But now, when he throws that slider down and into the dirt, he's gonna recognize it as a fastball. Like everything he said played out. It was exactly like he said it multiple times. But one thing that I learned is that, oh my God, these guys have a way better feel for the hitters. Once a hitter's done, once team gets a book on a hitter, look out.
Well, and that was. I think this game was over in the third inning when
it was.
Oh, Eddie Rosario is at the plate, 0-2, and Luis Garcia throws him one right down the middle, and he lines it in the right field. And it was like, dude, it's 0-2. And Smoltz even said, ow, that pitch.
Yeah.
That was that. What?
And he had been so good at throwing it pitchers.
He set him up for that cutter that would come in on his hands and low at starting over at the knees and dropping, and he set him up for that, and he throws a fastball, to get a fastball right by him, and Rosario lines it, and then it's over. They get the guys on, and Soler hits that, crushes that ball.
It was the first eight pitches were nothing but pitcher's pitches. Like Luis Garcia wasn't given any strike out. He struck out Soler on a 3-2 count because he knew Soler was ready to swing. That's something else Smoltz said. If you know it, if I had one superpower I would want, it's to know when a guy was anxious to swing because it would totally alter the pitches I throw. And sure enough, Soler wanted to swing, and he threw him something that looked like a low fastball, and he struck it. And I'm like, man, Garcia's dealing. These are pitcher's pitches. And look how quick it could go away on him. Ooh. He threw one bad two-strike pitch in the plate. I think he walked the next guy. Soler gets up, battle, and Smoltz kept telling us that's what made it so brutal. Boy, right there, he's throwing a lot of sliders. Soler's eyes are getting used to this.
Yes.
His eyes are getting used to this. This is where you come back with a fastball up, which he wasn't hitting his spot up.
And there was a base open. Now, I know it was third base was open, but still.
I know.
Don't give that guy
And he missed in the middle of the zone again, and if you didn't see it, or if you looked away and you didn't want to look at it, I just tweeted this. He Pujols the ship out of that ball. I mean, he hit it out of the stadium. Roof open. Soler hit a ball out of the stadium. It's not a little funny thing. Lance said he hit it out of the stadium. No, if this were in San Francisco, people would be paddling over to get his home run. It was out of the stadium. Am I lying?
No, I was there.
It was out of the stadium.
You watched it.
It was out of the stadium.
You could see it go. I was at the very top on the opposite side. You could see it go over the tracks, over the wall.
They said Pujols.
They said it was Pujols. It was complete Pujols. Almost the same spot. They said Pujols was 455 and Soler's was 447. They aren't telling the truth. Soler's was 520. Easily. That was the longest, hardest hit home run that I've ever seen in baseball history. And if you didn't think baseball has fundamentally changed forever, Carlos Correa's go to the watch, and that was a pretty good sign that, hey, I think the Latin players are really changing this thing.
Yeah.
Soler turns to his own bench the other way. Not even, it's not first baseline. He turns around to the third baseline, says stuff to him, has a brief oratory session. You see, he briefly, on this day, 426 years ago, a man from Cuba stepped, but he's saying in Spanish, obviously.
Right.
And Then he eventually got around the bases. And not a thing, like, the no one cares, because that's how baseball is. Now, if you hit a granddaddy home run like
that. Make it is y'all, puppy. Make it is y'all. You like me now? How you like that? You like me now?
Chocolate.
Okay.
Bate, bate.
All right. So we're just getting started. You guys got any thoughts? 713-780-3776 if you want to get in here. Or we can move on. Whatever. It doesn't matter.
I had somebody also tell me, you know the check swing on Soler? I didn't think, you know. It was not called a strike. One guy goes, this is all on the umpire. What? This is like,
it was
that's
seven
like us talking about when Passan said that about the pitch with Eovaldi. No, your job is to get guys out. Do your job. If you don't get a call, you still have to do your job.
It wasn't. All right, 713-780-3776. Right now, were the Astros the underdog? No, but still.
Yeah, underdog fantasy. If you had Soler's over total bases, you got there. You pretty much got there on any Braves total bases. And if you had under on Astros total bases, you got there also. You know, they have over-unders, and they had it on baseball. That's obviously done. They have it in basketball, college football, NHL, NFL, where you can play the over-unders, passing yards, rushing yards, rebounds, point total for Jalen Green, which went over. You can have in hockey, there's different overs and unders. If you pick the over and under on their performance correctly, on any, you can't just do one. It has to be at least two, and you go all the way up to five. And there's multipliers. It's just like a parlay. There's multipliers, and you can win with your skill level. You can win real money, and it's completely legal at underdogfantasy.com, promo code radio. When you do the promo code radio, they're going to put $25 additional into your account on top of your first deposit. But it's also the spot for daily fantasy matchups like Thursday night football. You're going to have that. Or, of course, on the weekends as well, you're going to have all the different games to choose from. underdogfantasy.com. It's the game that's coming up more than anything. You see the TV commercials with Josh Norris on there, the gold and the black. That's what I'm talking. That's what I'm representing right now. underdogfantasy.com.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5. The Kings are on the air. This is The Bench with John Granato and Lance Erline on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
Welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Before we get to it, I was in Vegas with, and yesterday the story broke. Yesterday morning, I was playing poker at like 9 o'clock in the morning, and the story broke about Henry Ruggs killing someone in a crash where he got charged with DUI.
DUI, yeah.
Yeah, late Tuesday
Raiders,
night.
Raiders' former first round pick wide receiver.
I think it was Wednesday morning. I mean, Tuesday morning.
Yeah.
Which was late Monday night. He was still out watching Monday night, whatever he was doing. Anyway.
Oh, wait, because what's today?
Today's Wednesday.
Yeah, because it broke. Yeah, yeah. It broke
yesterday.
Monday
night.
It was the same day.
Early Tuesday morning.
Yeah.
Anyway, so. I mean, they broke into television there in Las Vegas and watching ESPN and whatnot. But that is huge. You know, you mentioned Leonard Little. Leonard Little did this at a different time. I don't know.
Dante Stallworth, right?
Yeah, he hit some older man crossing the street.
Did Leonard Little do jail time? I want to say he did.
Did he? I don't believe he did. I don't believe he did. He killed a mom, too. But he got back on the field. Leonard Little did.
He got 90 days in jail.
He did.
Leonard Little.
And Dante Stallworth did too, I think.
Involuntary manslaughter.
Whatever.
Although it's involuntary manslaughter, I don't think it was DUI related.
This is a different time now.
Well, it's also DUI related. There's involuntary manslaughter versus DUI, and you kill somebody. That's, you know, DUI, you take somebody's life. That one, you're going to jail.
Yeah.
Like, you're just going to go to jail.
So, Henry Ruggs is in a lot of trouble.
Take it back. He was guilty of driving drunk, Leonard Little.
He was?
Was arrested Saturday and cited for driving while intoxicated in the fatal accident. He was driving drunk and pleaded guilty.
He only did 90 days.
Unbelievable. And I remember people
being
pretty outraged.
It's a different time now, though.
People were pretty outraged. Well, that's privilege of athlete. Yeah. Athlete privilege, rich people privilege has oftentimes kept people out of.
Well,
out of certain sentences.
Now we've almost done a 180. I mean, you buy your way into a college now and you do jail time. Okay. That used to be, well, of course you did. You bought your way into college. You're rich. Well,
I didn't even know you could do that much, though. The college one. They were getting fake scholarships into.
Yeah.
That was a whole different thing. But Yeah, this is, I mean, he killed a man, Dante Stallworth, driving drunk, killed a man while driving drunk, a horror that will always be a part of him 5 years later. Two athletes. This is the third one.
Yeah.
The third, Dante Stallworth, Leonard Little, and now
I wonder
Henry
if
Ruggs.
Henry Ruggs doesn't pay, you know, for the sins of the fathers the predecessors anyway. And doesn't do more. And maybe, I'll tell you this.
You took a life.
Only that, but Goodell's going to have to act.
Stallworth was, oh my God, Stallworth was sentenced to 30 days in jail. You took someone's life. He got 30. You want to talk about athletes
that
having
one
privilege?
That was questionable, though. It was? Yeah, it was a guy that was, That one was a little bit different. That one was a little bit different.
Slaughter. And that was a big deal there too. You want to talk about, so athletes, 24 days in jail for DWI, taking someone's life driving while intoxicated. Leonard Little, I remember, was a mom, and that was, he got 90 days. Dante Stallworth's going to get longer than that.
Henry Ruggs,
I think, will get longer than that.
Henry, I'm telling you, it's a different world doing that, and then we'll see what happens. Let's get
computer in your pocket that will get you a car wherever you are.
Yeah.
I know. It's literally there. I don't know all the details of it. I read a little bit yesterday.
I'm not going to say I'm perfect. I've screwed up. I've done stuff. But guys, there's no time easier in the entire world to get a ride.
That
somewhere.
Much money, that access to Uber. You don't even have to have that much money. You just have to have Uber in a bank account. It's that simple. So we'll see how that one plays out. But yeah. It was probably a big deal. I mean, that's a receiver. It's one of their receivers over there. Brand new first year for the football team. And
yeah.
It's a pretty big deal.
Dude, that stadium? Holy crap.
Did you go?
No. You just drive right by it to the airport?
Yeah.
Holy crap. It does look like the Death Star. It literally looks like the Death Star. It is sensational. Mr. Yeah says, the game was over in the first when Correa set a record for 35 first pitch strikes. No crap. How many fastballs did he watch right down the middle? I mean.
Braves got to where they knew they could get get an easy first strike on Carlos and put him behind.
He was and then behind they threw him, every at bat.
They threw him sliders down and in. He struggled with that.
Holy.
There was a lot of issues for us to get to. If you guys want to jump in, 713-780-3776. Jose Altuve was asked about Dusty Baker. You know, Dusty Baker, the rumor is that Dusty is already been offered by the Astros to come back. But Jose Altuve was asked about that, and here's his comments about getting Dusty back.
Dusty's not under contract for next year. Would you like him to come back as your manager?
Yeah, absolutely. He did an amazing job this year. And he took us to the World Series.
So, Mr. Yeah Sports says this. Everyone want to be all happy for Pawpaw after the ALCS. If it walks like a duck, talks like a duck, it's a duck. He has like 153 years of showing everyone in baseball. He just can't take a team to the finish line. He has to go. The coattail riding time is over. Could not disagree more. So, in the four losses, Lance, how many runs did the Astros score?
Not many.
Four.
Yeah.
A shutout.
0-0-2-2. Oh, yeah. 2-2.
2-2.
Because they had two.
Four runs in the four losses. That's on Dusty? Come on.
Well, this
dude, come up with a hit.
But come on. Now, he also said, I mean, that's Greg. Greg also said, look, he's got a little bit of an agenda because he said, the Soler bomb, this is a stretch. The Soler bomb came because Dusty had Rayleigh up in the pen, and Garcia knew if he walked Soler, he was out of the game. So he challenged him over and over again, 3-2. No, he just
he was out of the game regardless.
Yeah, it really did. Well, if he got him out, he was going to the next inning.
No, he wasn't. He was done.
How do you know?
Because they said he was on a short leash.
He was on a short leash, but he hadn't even finished two times through I think he would have come back.
I think Garcia was done.
If you get three on base, if you go bases loaded, they would have gone lefty on lefty is what they would have done. And I think he was trying to work it out. He was trying to get an out. There wasn't a base. So he just missed his spot. It has nothing to do with having somebody up or That would be willful negligence to have somebody up in an elimination game.
Well, he wanted to get the out.
You got to get guys warmed up and ready too. Well, you can't. That'd be willful negligence not to have him up. You think so? If Dusty hadn't gotten Rayleigh up, just said, you know what? Screw it. If we get bombed out, we get bombed out. I'm just not gonna. This will give Garcia all the confidence in the world. Garcia just missed on a pitch, and really Smoltz took you through everything. You can't keep throwing this pitch because he sees it. His eyes are in a certain level, and he's getting this timed up. You can't throw it. And sure enough, they threw it again, and in the heart of the plate, and he hit it as hard as any. He's hit it as hard as any ball that we've seen since 2005. It's the hardest home run that I've seen in Minute Maid Park since 2005. Yeah. And that one would have gotten out of the park if it wasn't for, you know, for the roof being closed.
Right.
With Pujols. Oh, no, and that's a legendary.
He broke the window up there.
This is a legendary home run, too.
Yes, it was. All right. Well, that one was in a different situation, but this was the first inning. That was the last inning with two outs, and
not the first inning that he had. This is the third
inning. Yeah. Well, plus, he let off the game. He let off the series with a homer. He hit the game-winning homer in game four, and he hit that home run. Stay away from Soler already. Jordan Soler destroyed the Astros. All right, 713-780-3776. Time to talk about Doc Linville right now. So if you guys want to get in, Chuck, you guys, and Marquise, you guys are going to be first up. If you want to get hair, you talk to Doc Linville. Doc Linville's the best. Doc Linville is going to – he was in here in studio with us. We did a couple of spots together last week. And the explanation of how he does it and what he does, it's simple. Guys, the process couldn't be better. It's not the cutting and the thing that they used to do before where they would, hair by hair, they would install it in your head and they didn't stick. The results were terrible. The pain was awful. This is a much different process. It's neo-grafting. He'll explain it to you. But if you want to get an easy process with great results and it's affordable, then how about going with Doc Linville? Because he's great. 975hair.com. I did it. Joel did it. Jake did it. It's fantastic. You're looking for a great way to get hair again. If you're sick of being bald, all you got to do is go to 975hair.com. That's 975hair.com.
Years of research and innovation.
Innovation Map is the new voice of innovation in Houston.
Pretty cool, huh, Morty?
Covering startups, tech, energy, health, social impact, and more. Visit innovationmap.com today.
Do it now! Do it! Do it! Do it now!
Welcome back to The Bench with John Granato and Lance Erline on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right, 733 on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, 713-780-3776. If you want to get in here, Chuck is first up. He's been waiting a while. Let's go. Chuck, what's going on?
What's going on, fellas? Hey, I just wanted to know, did y'all get the feeling last night, man, that it was like we were watching a game in August? And, you know, it was just like, it's going to be here and there. Because I thought a quick hook is when two men are on with two outs, you throw in another good pitcher, not Brooks Raley. You know what I'm saying? I mean, even though Brooks Raley is fine, but you had your whole bullpen available. And then Blake Taylor? What are we doing? That's all I got to say. And I want Dusty back. I thought he was a good manager all year. Thank you, guys.
I'm fine with Dusty. I don't have a problem with this.
This is not if you're blaming Dusty for a 7-0 loss, really?
Then you were blaming Dusty going into the game. You were ready to blame Dusty if that's the case.
It's not Dusty's fault. They were in game six of the World Series.
They couldn't hit in the World Series frankly, the one guy that I remember he sent you a tweet, he wasn't wrong. They didn't murder Fried the last time out either. They scored runs on him. You know, they really had some C&I singles. There was a bad play where the third baseman wasn't covering up and, you know, the ball was thrown into. Look, this game was won at the trade deadline by, frankly, with the trades the Braves made, they lost Charlie Morton. I mean, this was won by Crush City and coming from Atlanta, because Atlanta had multitude of home runs and the Astros had two, both by Jose Altuve. And then that's basically it. They put crooked numbers up because they hit home runs, and the Astros. Just, it wasn't the same Bregman. It wasn't the same Jordan. It wasn't the same Carlos. What do you want to do? How are you going to win? It's a miracle you get to game six with that scenario.
Yeah. It's not on Dusty. Dusty's fine. I mean, of course, Dusty. Oh, he makes moves that you don't agree with. Okay.
I mean, Blake Taylor. It's, you know, I get it.
What move was there that it was so egregious?
There's no moves. There's no moves.
But do you move? I've heard this presented. Do you move on from Dusty to make sure that somebody doesn't come and scoop up Alex Cintron, because apparently he is now the child in waiting, the next man up that teams are looking at, going, hey,
I think it's a consideration. I think it's fair to say it's a consideration.
Yeah. As old as Dusty is.
I think you go to Altuve, and you go to Altuve, and you go to Bregman, and you go to Yuli, and you say, if we lose Cintron, what does that mean to our team? You talk about it with the guys behind the scenes.
It should factor in, and a conversation needs to be had with Cintron that, hey, you're our guy. Dusty, you know, and you find out where Dusty's head at. Dusty can't. And not that Dusty's trying to hold the organization hostage. And Dusty may not manage again.
No.
You just never know. Dusty may say, you know what? I'm in my late 70s. I'm shutting it down. I'm not managing anymore. We don't know. But I'm not going to scapegoat Dusty on this thing. The guys couldn't hit. I mean, they couldn't hit. And the Braves played great. I mean, the Braves are a scrappy team. Thank God it wasn't the Dodgers. Thank God it wasn't just... If somebody had to win, Braves are fine. That's fine. And Carlos, when you go... Please go to Detroit. Let's just do these things need to happen. Okay, Astros can't win. Let it be the Braves. That's fine. And then my wife still is saying Craig Biggio's the jinx for even being at games.
Stop. Would you stop with the jinx?
I'm telling you. And she said, why would you have him there?
How about this, Nicole? The Astros didn't hit, and the Longhorns suck at football.
Oh, bringing the Longhorns into this?
Well, that's what she keeps talking about. You jinxing them. How about they just suck at football?
How about you play defense in the fourth quarter? It's not on me.
No.
It's not on me.
It's you because you walked in from the patio.
I didn't even walk in. I drove home.
Well, how about this? Yeah. How about you show up in Waco and beat Baylor? Yeah. How about you do that?
How about you finish? How about you get more than 7 total yards in the fourth quarter?
It's not about jinxes, Nicole. It's about playing well, and your team doesn't.
But I don't love seeing Biggio at a Braves series, though, I will say that.
Why?
Those two things combined. It's not exactly Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. It's more like apples and milk.
Terrible. All I know is, he was there when they beat their ass in game 2. He was sitting back there. He and Patty. Marquise is here. He wants to talk about the Henry Ruggs thing. What do you say, Marquise?
Hey, guys. So I'm talking about the Henry Ruggs situation. So what kind of makes this even worse than, you know, not getting to Uber, et cetera, is that part of the NFLPA, they have a service that has kind of two offers.
That's right.
One is like a pre-arranged ride, and another is like an emergency service. They both essentially cost the same. I said it was free, but it's actually $90. I was kind of reading into it. Where any NFL city, they just call a 1-800 number, and they can get themselves picked up and their car for $90.
Yeah, I totally forgot. So, good catch, yeah. Marquise. I forgot about that because I never hear about it, but it is baked into the CBA. Good call. Yeah, it makes it even worse.
Do that. It's crazy.
And you know what else? And we didn't read this. I don't know if you read this, Marquise and John. I told you during the break. He was driving at 3:40 in the morning on a in a residential area. They said it's a busy thoroughfare typically, but it's a residential area. He slammed into the back of a lady in a Toyota RAV4 who her and her dog were in the car. They wrecked. The car caught on fire, and she was burned alive. I mean, what a way to go. 3:40 in the morning, you've got Ruggs driving recklessly. DUI, slams into her. Her and her dog are burned alive. That's how she gets to die. And, you know, they're digging into whether or not he can just get probation, which is, this is incredible. He's more than likely, the sentence it looks like is in Las Vegas. He showed signs of impairment. So you do have to see what happens. We'll see what all the facts are, but we already know a lot of the facts. It's somebody was burned alive because of Henry Ruggs' driving. And he was considered impaired. I don't know what the numbers were, if they gave him a blood test or whatever. Probation's not an option in Nevada for a conviction on a charge of DUI causing death. It carries a possible sentence of 2 to 20 years in state prison. Sentence for reckless driving is 1 to 6 years in prison with probation available. So I would say even if they can't make impairment stick, he's looking at 1 to 6. So even if he gets one, there's a pretty good chance that Ruggs is going to do Ruggs is doing more time than Leonard Little did and Dante Stallworth, that's for sure. Especially Dante Stallworth with his 24 days of jail for his actions. Yeah, just so stupid, man. They do have a service. The NFL has a service, as he said. They'll tow your car. $90. They'll tow your car and get you home, the NFL.
That, and that's the reason not that a, cool a lot thing of people will drive.
He's got
you need your car the next day.
Ruggs is with his girl, by the way. I'm sure he's like, hey, baby, I think we just need to, you know, maybe get the NFL to come tow my car. You know what? That's an Uber home, and it's an Uber back to your car. It's that simple.
Yeah.
It's that simple. Or if you don't want to leave it where you are, yeah, just get it towed. And then lives are changed forever with bad decisions. It's unbelievable.
Forever. Forever. All right. 713-780-3776 is the number. To hang out with us here. Let's get Rolando in here. What do you think, Rolando?
Hey, good morning, guys. Man, tough day, man. Tough day. I feel like, who's that guy that y'all got on the phone about his blood sugar being low?
Gilbert.
I feel like him right now, man. God Ooh. Damn. Like, I can't remember his name, but it was like a couple of days ago y'all had this
Gilbert.
Guy out.
Gilbert has the low blood sugar.
Gilbert.
Yeah, Gilbert. Yeah, I feel like him right now, man. Jesus Christ.
Whoa!
We need a JC.
Hey, clean it up! Clean it up, Rolando.
Oh, sorry about that. Sorry about that. All right, we need some dogs, man. Next year, we need some dogs. Carlos is gone. Bregman, you got half a year to clean up your act, man. Like, we need some dogs. I don't see it in the eyes anymore. Like, I know that they're playing that villain role and. We just need some dogs next year, and maybe it's time to start thinking that we're got a curse, like the curse of the Bambino, maybe from 2017. Maybe the baseball gods are cursing us. I don't know, man.
No, I don't listen.
I don't think it's even
listen,
dogs.
I think we lost confidence. We got a good team.
I think you lost confidence because the Braves really pitched too well.
This was Game 6 of the World Series, y'all. It's not like they suck.
No,
but you stick to your stomach, you know.
Yeah. Wait, say that again, Gilbert.
What, Gilbert?
But you stick to your stomach, you know.
Yeah, it did. It made me kind of sick.
I forgot about that.
Was Gilbert crying like that at the end of the night?
Yeah.
That's what he said.
No, he was like, sick to his stomach. Gilbert was throwing up. He was sick
Gilbert,
to his
that noise said, I don't like Chinese movies because all the women talk like this.
Yeah.
And this is what he did. I think Gilbert called it the other day. He goes, this series is over.
He did.
After they won game five. Like, what, Gilbert? But Gilbert usually called. Gilbert's got me dying in 6 years. I made the mistake of asking him when I was at 790 and like, cause Gilbert, we played, I was introducing some people to Gilbert and I said, you don't want to do that. I said, when did Dean Martin die? When did this, you know, cause Gilbert knows when everyone died. And I said, when am I going to? And he, without skipping a beat, like 2027 and like, oh God, oh, I wish you wouldn't have answered so fast, Gilbert. He just sat like out of nowhere. And at the time, I was like, okay, that gives me a little bit of time.
But now
time has passed, and I'm like, man, I'm looking down the barrel of a Gilbert prediction.
Because that's a great thing that we don't know when.
No, I don't want to
know. I don't want to know that.
You don't want to know when.
I'm so glad I never asked Gilbert.
And I'm sitting here like, man, I got a lot of stuff I got to get done.
I know.
I'm like living in a prison of my own keeping here, just sitting in here writing up players when I've only got 6 years left.
It's your death sentence. You're on death row right now with 6 years to go.
Gilbert sentenced me. It really is like a Black Mirror episode where like you ask the carnival barker who can guess your way like what's gonna or can see into the future and you ask and you didn't want to. Are you sure you want to find out? Because this card that I'm about to turn will tell you things that you don't want to know.
And here it is.
Yeah, just give it to me. And you're Thursday. Laughing. And there's like three drunk people are laughing at the carnival. Yeah, find out, do it. And bang, and then it, you know, and the episode starts there, and terrible things, and the guy's panic stricken. It's the same thing. I'm playing a little game with Gilbert, like, watch this little trick my buddy can do here. Gilbert, when did Dolly Parton die? She didn't die anyway. I know, she didn't. I tried to trick you. When am I going to die? 2027. Oh, man. If I remember correct, I remember Michael Connor going, when he put a date on me, he's like, that can't make you feel good. I'm like,
It's a ways away.
It's fine. But in my heart, I'm saying, he doesn't miss.
He doesn't miss. 744 ESPN 97.5. And you can't miss if you give your car to a kid.
No, you're not going to miss. Text, get that car. Get that car off the lot. Get that car off your parking, you know, off your driveway. Get that car, wherever it is, get that car out of there, that truck. If it's a piece of junk and it's not working, it, and you were going to do something, you were going to restore it, yeah, and here you are a year later and you still haven't restored it. You're not going to restore it. You're not going to do anything. Give it to carsforkids.org. They will get it to the Houston Can Academy, and Houston Can Academy will help people have a second chance at an education. It's what they do. It's what the system and the program's all about. At my friends over at carsforkids.org will come out there. They'll haul your vehicle off your property. It not only does it not cost you anything, they'll give you a $50 gift card, a Visa gift card. When you mention you heard about it from ESPN 97.5, here's another great thing. You get a tax write-off. So this is your chance to, quote-unquote, write off the car and not the kid. Get the tax write-off, the $50 gift card, get that car off your property by going to carsforkids.org.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
Time to talk about MyBookie, MyBookie.ag, promo code BET975. I mean, you still got plenty. It's unbelievable. You could have bet your Rockets last night and won. I'm sure they were more than a two-point underdog. You would have kicked some butt there. Yeah, I don't know though. Maybe not against the Lakers. They're not very good. But here's the deal is you can find all kinds of values all over the place. You're like, how is this? How in the world is this game? I know this team is going to take care of business. Well, that happens every single day at mybookie.ag, promo code BET975. But look, if it looks too good to be true, it probably is. So go the other way. That's just a little tip. If you're gambling, that's just a little tip. If it just looks too good to be true, there's a reason for that. So you want to play, win, get paid. It's easy. MyBookie.ag, promo code BET975. They'll match up to $1,000 right now, whatever deposit you put in there. MyBookie.ag, promo code BET975. You bet, you play, you win, you get paid. MyBookie.ag.
Broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, this is The Bench with John Granato and Lance Erline on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Welcome back. Oh, yeah, you know, Cintron. You meant Espada, not Cintron.
Yeah, sorry.
Yes. So, cleaning that up. It's not Cintron who's next in line. It's
That's
Espada.
My bad. Yeah. Name mistaken.
Yes. It's Espada. So, just so, yeah. Alexander, they're like, wait a minute. We're promoting a hitting coach after this? No. It's Espada, the bench coach.
Yeah,
that's
yeah,
who,
yeah.
That's
yeah,
who
yeah.
we're talking about. So there's that. 713-780-3776 if you would like to get in here on ESPN 97.5. We got the ladies always go to the front of the line. Is Amber a female, right? Okay. I don't know any Amber guys, do you?
I know none.
Yeah, right.
I don't know any yet.
If it was Terry, then you can't be sure. Right.
We know Jackie's Amber. Jackie's Amber. Is this the same?
Now, I don't. Maybe she's calling. Maybe she wants to get Doc Linville's number. I don't know. But that's easy. 975hair.com, Amber.
Well, let's see if this is the same Amber.
Okay, let's see if it's Amber. Hey, Amber, how are you?
Hey, I'm doing great, guys. Not the same. Listen, what happened to Jordan this series? I'm throwing away all of my Astros lingerie today.
Excuse me?
You're what?
What happened to Jordan this series? I'm throwing away all of my Astros lingerie today.
This is an Eric Wong plant,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yes, it is. Is this?
You try to trick us with a Jordan comment, and then you'd go to she hung up. Yeah. You go right to the Astros lingerie.
Well, yeah.
That was an Eric plant, and then she got nervous when we called her out.
If Del was here, he'd drop a weak D. Well, where's Eric weak D?
He would have sniffed it out.
He would have.
That was immediately what happened to Jordan. Okay, that's
well. Eric Wong is a pretty basic Cowboys fan. He doesn't care about Houston sports.
But then she hit us with, "I'm throwing away all my lingerie." What do you mean? Don't do that. We're not falling for your banana and the tailpipe
Eric
routine.
Wong, you're Eric Wong. You're an Eric Wong puppet. You're an Eric Wong puppet.
You're one of his.
He tells you what to say, and you say it. Okay. Now, when he says, go make me a sandwich, is that what you do?
While
you're throwing your lingerie out?
Amber, I don't like call
if that
number,
is your real name.
I don't like call number one at all. I don't know if this is Jaime or Jamie.
Yeah.
But I don't like the topic. Bring in Jamie. Is it Jamie? Jamie.
Yeah, it's Jamie. What's going on, guys?
What's up, Jamie? I don't like your topic at all, but I'll let you introduce it.
Yeah, well, so first of all, I want to shout out to John Clay Wolf. I made a cool 100 on him. I wanted to talk. You guys were talking about Dusty, maybe leaving so that the bench coach might not get, hired away. And I saw an interview on Twitter, a really pretty emotional Brent Strom, who said that that's exactly why he was actually going to leave. I didn't realize he had already, I guess, told James. And he said the reason he said he wanted to do it was he didn't want the other pitching coaches, and I don't know who they are, but he didn't want them to get poached.
Oh, my God. I just read it. Thanks for ruining my whole entire life, Jamie.
Yeah, well, he didn't say he was leaving baseball. I mean, he said, I might, but he made it sound like he might even go someplace else. So it sounds like he was kind of taking one for the team, if you will. And I don't know what that means for free agent pitchers, wanting to come to the Stros. I know, obviously, he's so well regarded that a lot of guys wanted to come work with him. So I don't know what that means for the organization. But, anyway, he did that. I don't know if Dusty would do it, but it sounds like that's what Strom was doing. And I'll just hang up and listen.
Here, let's hear from, Aaron's got that. Here's Brent Strom talking about leaving the organization.
Well, I made that decision about a month ago, talking to James, and I think, I really think this organization's in a really good position with these two young pitching coaches that we have. And had I stayed, there would be teams coming after these two guys. And I think this organization deserves these two young guys, Murphy and Miller, to stay. How they work that out is up to them. I just think that we coexisted this year extremely well. We worked well together. We had a good year. But if you look at all these pitchers that we have right now, most of them come up through those two guys. Outside of Lance that I had as a holdover, all my guys have kind of moved on. And outside of the people they brought in, I can't say enough, though, what James did bringing in the bullpen that he brought in. That saved us. That bullpen saved us and got us through the playoffs.
I can't take this anymore. I mean, you get Brent, you have Springer leave, Carlos is going to leave, Strom is leaving, you lost Cole, Verlander's gone, Greinke, but, Greinke, we'll always have Greinke's pinch hits in our brain. Losing Strom? And he even says that he enjoys the game, but sometimes the travel gets to you. I've been doing this my whole life. So he may retire. My guess is he's going to be a consultant of some sort.
My guess is he's going to go Roger Clemens and just do home games for Detroit.
They would let him. That's a lot for a pitching coach not to go on the road, though.
Yeah. I would imagine you get tired of it all these years.
Worst thing. We can keep Dusty. I don't care about Dusty. I care about Strom.
Unless you really don't like your spouse. If you're like that, there was a story yesterday, an Italian guy who went to the police station and asked them to put him in jail because he couldn't live with his wife anymore.
That's a lot, yeah.
Now, being gone 81 games a year on the road is probably really hard for someone that likes his family.
To travel. It's 81 games, but, there's probably 30.
But if you have a lot of kids
travel.
And stuff, you're probably like, oh, good.
He's maybe Grandpa Strom now. Yeah. I don't know if he has grandkids or not, but I get it. He just may want to shut it down. He may just be tired, but it doesn't matter. Losing Strom feels terrible. Of course, they have two pitching coaches, and that great. And that's great, two younger ones. But losing Brent Strom feels absolutely terrible on top of this.
So somebody tweeted, Stromy, Verlander, and Correa to the Tigers. I could see reuniting with Hinch.
I saw a discussion that Detroit would be unlikely to pay Verlander what he's looking for. If they get Carlos, they'd be doubly unlikely to pay him.
Yeah.
So I could see that would be pretty, pretty tough. Yankees still have to pay Aaron Judge. I don't think it's a lock that he goes to New York.
Boston is in play, really in play. He loves Cora.
Yeah, no, I loves AJ. I don't think it's necessarily 100% locked the Yankees get Carlos. I do think it's 100% he's gone.
I think, listen, the Rangers are in play.
This is a shell of what we've seen from the Astros. Like, they're still great players. It just leaves you with the bad taste. The hitters didn't come up and do their jobs when they needed to. Brent Strom's going to be gone. At first, I was going to organize a Carlos Correa Appreciation Day, and I still want to do that with you. But I feel like we should have one for Strom, too.
Oh, no. Absolutely. Absolutely.
We need to get him on the air.
Let's do it.
Yeah. He did a podcast with Apollo Des before.
He's good. No, he's actually good. All right, 757. Let's take a quick break here. We got a full board, and I agree with a lot of these calls up here. I want to talk about some positives. I know, yeah, they lost 7-0. They were in game 6 of the World Series, and it's like, they suck. Dusty sucks. They all suck. Bregman sucks. Correa sucks. They all suck. They were in game flipping 6, people. Ease up. Good Lord. You think, well, they should have won it all. Only one team wins it. And the Braves deserved it. The Braves went through, first of all, they were underdogs in every series. Milwaukee, Dodgers, Astros, and they beat everybody's ass. So guess what? They deserve it. Time for you to talk about Simple Seats. Maybe not Game 7. You don't need those anymore, right?
No, you could have gotten it there. A lot of people did take advantage. You can get them for the Aggie game that's coming up. You can get them for Longhorn games. You can get Texans games if you want there at lower prices. My guess is then you'll even find on the Texans' own website. I mean, I know that people are getting in a building for $10 and $12 the other day. They focus on local sporting events for now. So if you want to check out a local sporting event, when I say local, I mean, you know, the ones that they deal directly with, U of H as well. You can go to simpleseats.com. Simpleseats.com. It's a company that was started by a guy who worked for the Astros business side for 8 years. And he said, there's a better way to do tickets. No fees. So he never has fees. It's a one-page checkout that's very, very simple. Just go there and familiarize yourself with Simple Seats. So many people during the World Series and the whole playoff run took advantage of the great offers from SimpleSeats.com. You can, too. SimpleSeats.com.
ESPN 97.5.